Good morning, KC. It is the Rockin' and Teresa Show. All right, coming up in a few minutes, it's Whiny Wednesday. We'll take your phone calls, little lighthearted things. You know, kind of example, like I'm going to whine a bit that I teared up because Teresa sent me a text and I realized my daughter posted a lot more wedding photos.
Mm-hmm.
Which, by the way, I do want to thank everybody. Those are such nice comments because I feel that my daughter is the most beautiful thing in the world.
She really is.
And those pictures.
She's gorgeous. She's not just like, hey, this is my kid. Like, she's beautiful.
But
are you sure she's related to you?
I'm just kidding. I love you.
Wow.
I feel like you've been on Tara's butt all day. I had to get you.
a little something.
But it was neat to see it, all the photos come up. And we were talking about this earlier, about how my daughter didn't have any, she didn't have cameras or phones on during the ceremony.
No, and, you know, that's just normal etiquette. I got married before cell phones, and there were a few people that took photos during my ceremony, and it really made me mad. And proper etiquette is just to not do that. But in today's day and age, you have, like, your daughter had a sign, and you kind of have to do that. And then also the person who officiated the wedding made an announcement.
Robin.
Please don't, you know, put your cell phones away. Enjoy the ceremony. We are going to have lots of photos we'll share with you. No pictures and social media during the ceremony. And I think that's sad you even have to say that, but you do.
So, I would feel so rude if I had my phone out during a ceremony.
I don't think some people think they're being rude, though.
Some people
don't
get it.
Yeah, but anyway, a big thank you to everybody who posted a lot of the comments. You can see them at my Ronnie Rocket Facebook page.
Now, Tara's wedding, however, I'm going to be Snapchatting and I'm going to be Facebooking live.
She's gonna
through
Facebook
the entire thing. But that's totally different.
You know, I was picking on her earlier because every time the owner's in town, she messes up. She
Why do you keep saying that?
She uninvited me to her wedding. If I even make the list, is what she said.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say the intern just replaced you, but
guess what, Colin? You're the new ring bearer. Good for you. All right, let's get to your trending topics brought to you by KC RunFest. Get ready to run for your life during the Running Dead 5K, voted best Halloween run. Get info and register at runningdeadkc.com. All right, guys, ready?
Yep.
Think fast. Today is National Greasy Foods Day. What's your favorite greasy food? Rocket, go.
Grilled cheese sandwich.
Pizza.
Pizza.
I wouldn't actually call grilled cheese greasy. I feel like you need to go out and get you some like French fries or something, Rocket. Okay, it's also...
What about you?
It's, I would probably say if we're doing greasy,
a burger.
With bacon?
Yeah, well, or like fries that are like loaded with like cheese and bacon and chili and all that kind of stuff. All right, it's also World Pasta Day. Favorite pasta, go.
Spaghetti.
Brit.
Ooh, shrimp Alfredo.
Chicken Parmesan.
Mine is mac and cheese.
Oh, dang it. I forgot that existed.
Ooh. It's okay. It's mine now. You can't have it.
McCoy's mac and cheese.
Oh, it's so good. Luxury car line Lexus ending its partnership with the Weinstein Company. Lexus had provided cars for Weinstein's reality TV show Project Runway. The cars won't be a part of the show after the current season wraps up. It's the latest fallout from numerous claims of sexual harassment and assault against co-founder Harvey Weinstein. You know, we haven't heard any more about the accusations against Bob. It's still all about
Harvey. No, we haven't,
have we? Kid Rock will not be representing Michigan in the U.S. Senate. The singer made the announcement yesterday that he wasn't really serious and has no plans to run for office. The Dodgers are a game up in the World Series after their 3-1 win over the Astros in last night's opener. The Dodgers host game 2 tonight. And this is kind of fun. You know, Fergie's been going around. She's promoting her new music, but she's also in the middle of a divorce right now, so she's just been doing a lot of talk shows and interviews. Well, Fergie and Mario Lopez were both on The Talk together yesterday. And Mario revealed Fergie was his first kiss.
But you started on a show called Kids Incorporated.
Yes, I did.
I remember
Mario
that.
Right here.
That's right.
And
yes.
I heard a little dirt that you guys actually dated.
Oh, my God.
And Mario.
Well, Mario was always this Latin lover. He was always all the girls. Charming. He was always like this, and those dimples don't hurt. But he was always, all the ladies loved him, and we all had crushes on him. Mm-hmm. And I got the pleasure of, I don't know if you call it dating, but I think we had one date, one fancy
my
date.
My first kiss.
Yes.
By the way, I proudly, and she knows this, I proudly show off and tell everyone my first kiss was with Fergie.
Oh my God.
There's nowhere to go but down after that.
So where did you get me?
Hey, hey, this is Lady Gaga.
This is John Legend.
Hi, this is Rihanna.
Yeah, yes, that little Chico Pitbull.
Mix 93.3.